All right, time for us to check the weather forecast. Should be Anthony J. in the Weather Center. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Well, all right. Well, you know, it's an interesting morning with this. A light drizzle falling now. And temperature on my way in was, I left my house, it was 35 and went down. But at the bottom of my hill this morning, there's a slight curve to the left, okay, before you get to a beautiful house that has a beautiful white picket fence all along the road. And even though I was going 20 miles an hour, you could feel, and even though it's automatic four-wheel drive, you could feel the truck start to drift to the right. And I did one of those things that Mr. Gregory, who in driver's ed taught me to do. Don't overreact if you hit a patch of black ice. Likely that by the time you try to correct, you're going to be off it and you'll screw things up even more. So I did. I waited for about 2 seconds and sure enough came off the black ice and the wheels caught. And it wasn't even close to a problem. But just I'm saying that, in fact, for people out there should know that even though it's 35 degrees or 34, in some places the ground is below freezing, and if there was running water that went over it, they have to watch out for black ice, that's all.
Yeah, and you encountered some of that as we have rain moving in, and temperature is just cold enough for that little bit of black ice and freezing rain. But and we could still have a little bit of that condition for the next hour or so. You know how it is here in this time of year. That cold air is very stubborn to move out. But we're looking at mainly a rain event for the rest of the day. And temperatures getting above freezing, well above freezing. So just a rainy pattern today into tomorrow. Watch out maybe some locally dense fog in some areas also. And then this whole annoying storm will move away on Wednesday. But I think the rain's going to turn to snow Tuesday night. Doesn't look like a lot, but we could see a few inches of slushy accumulation by Wednesday morning. So maybe a little winter wonderland moving back in again. And then the temperatures are going to head back to normal. So cold to above normal, back to near normal is the way it's going to be this week.
I've been invited. I worked for a radio station in Kingston, New York. For many, many years, where I really earned my chops, WKNY in Kingston, New York, they are celebrating their 80th anniversary on Sunday, and I've been invited to show up. Now, here's how long ago. When I worked there, we celebrated the 35 years in your ears, 35 years. It just shook me to the core to realize that year that I was with the station and we celebrated 35 years and it was 45 years ago.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And when I worked there and we did the 35 years in your ears, I said, wow, this station's been around a long time. Well, now it's 45 years later. That's unbelievable, I tell you. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know. So I need to know what the weather's going to be like on Sunday.
Yeah, so that's a big one. And looking at the long-range forecast, you know, after this goes by, it's going to be cold at the end of the week, and then I think a dry weather pattern, you know. But then the weekend, another storm could give us some heavy rain on Saturday. Right now, Sunday, a little far out, but it looks kind of like a blustery day. Maybe some flurries around there.
Oh, but nothing I have to worry about traveling over or being at the station or anything like that on Sunday.
No, it doesn't look like it.
It's a little boy. It's only a week off. What a way.
But I think right now it's just turning like windy and some flurries out there.
Get your crystal ball out. Really gaze into that and give me a direct forecast for 6 days from now.
Sometimes we can do it, yeah.
No, so you cannot. It's pure luck when it happens. I'm always amazed when Pat gives his winter forecast, how often he is right, months ahead of time. That scares me.
You can get the long range right. It's just that
it's still scary.
Sometimes it's more complicated.
It's also the long range ones are not as general or precise. They give trends, basically. But still, it's scary. Because really, with today's weather, I mean, with today, you got so many different computer models to look at and everything like that. It's just crazy. It just is. I don't want more to say that. So now,
yeah, that's still usually after 7 days is when it's the least accurate. You can get it fairly accurate actually within seven now.
Come on, I never count on anything 7 days out. I don't even count on myself 7 days out. You know, I don't count the fact that I'll be a literate functioning adult in 7 days. Yeah, so I don't trust anything.
Yeah, you never know. But there is a science to the weather, though.
Well, there's a science to my brain too, and they haven't been able to figure that out. You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I've managed to do that for 67 years.
That's great, though.
No. All right, so actually, we've got a pretty crummy week right through Wednesday, then.
A little bit, yeah, but then we're back to it will be nice the end of the week, and you know, just be careful of that little patchy ice this morning. Otherwise, just wet roadways.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good time, and we'll speak to you in about a week or so.
Will do.
Take care.
Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah. Anthony J. at the Weather Center this morning, here on Robin Hood Radio.